From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is putting his ideas for immigration overhaul before the people of Las Vegas, Nevada this hour.
I'm here today because the time has come for common sense, comprehensive immigration reform. The time is now.
Obama's visit comes a day after a bipartisan group of senators unveil their own plan for addressing the deeply divisive issue. Jude Jaffe Block of member station KJZZ reports a bipartisan plan won applause from immigrant advocates.
Advocates applauded the senator's plan for including a pathway to citizenship for immigrants in the country now without papers. At the same time, they voiced concerns that such a path would be contingent on additional border security measures. Petra Falcone is with the grassroots group Promise, that originally formed to oppose Arizona's immigration enforcement law.
We don't need more money being spent on border security. We've got enough out there. We don't need all of this technology to hunt down people like animals.
Falcone says policies that promote family unity should be the focus of a final immigration bill, and her group will continue to advocate for that. For NPR News, I'm Jude Jaffe Block in Phoenix.
But there's still a fair amount of skepticism surrounding the bipartisan proposal. Jessica Zuckerman with the Heritage Foundation says, in principle, all seems well.
Our concern, though, is that this will just be the same type of bill that we've seen before, a large comprehensive legislation that tries to address everything at once and fails to recognize that we're not talking about one monolithic group of illegal immigrants.
Zuckerman is Research Associate for Homeland Security and Latin America at the Heritage Foundation. At the United Nations this afternoon, UN Peace Envoy for Syria, Lakhdar Brahimi, is scheduled to brief the Security Council regarding his latest efforts to mediate an end to the Syria crisis. Linda Fasula reports, diplomats expect the international envoy's assessment will be bleak.
Brahimi has been working for a political solution to the Syrian conflict since last fall to no avail. He is expected to press Security Council members again, including Russia, which has vetoed three resolutions calling for stronger action. Last week, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon stressed that it is essential for the Council to uphold its responsibility to help resolve the crisis. He also expressed full support for Brahimi. For NPR News, I'm Linda Fasulo in New York.
The Syria crisis will be one of the most pressing issues to confront this country's next Secretary of State, and that person is widely expected to be Democratic Senator John Kerry. The lawmaker's nomination was approved this morning by his colleagues on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The full Senate will decide this afternoon on whether to confirm Kerry. At last check on Wall Street, Dow was up 69 points at 13,951. You're listening to NPR News. Syrian activists are reporting bodies of at least 65 men have been uncovered on the muddy banks of a small river in Aleppo today. The British-based Observatory for Human Rights says many of the victims were found with their hands bound behind their backs. No one saying who the men were. Rebels and pro-government militia have often blamed each other for mass killings. A new scientific study calls into question the use of the phrase shark attack. NPR's Greg Allen reports from Miami. Researchers from Florida and Australia say the term is misleading and suggests sharks pose a greater risk to humans than is actually the case.
The researchers analyzed shark statistics from around the world and found that many so-called attacks involved no injuries to people. Dr. Robert Huter of Moat Marine Lab in Sarasota, Florida, is calling for researchers and the media to stop using the phrase shark attack, which he says wrongly speculates on a shark's motives and intentions. He's advocating characterizing them as shark sightings, encounters, bites, or fatal bites. In Florida, that would change the numbers from 600 attacks over the last century to just 11 fatal shark bites.
And that really changes the public perception on how dangerous it is to go into the water.
Huter says a more realistic description of shark events will help improve scientists' understanding of sharks and discourage government-sponsored shark hunts. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Reflecting new life in the housing market, home prices have risen at the highest rate in 6 years. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index increased 5.5% in November from the year before. Prices generally rose in all but one of the cities surveyed, with Phoenix, San Francisco, and Detroit leading the way. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.